Blog Talk Radio.
The way you treat me.
was held captive by a beauty created solely for me. For I know this because I have been patiently awaiting the arrival of her gift, the gift that has the ability to melt away the ice upon my heart and create a shift. Not just any kind of shift, but one that shakes up the room. Release me from my tomb. Show me the destiny of her purpose upon my soul. Take every man-made tool to gain control of the elements created in me by my creator, not my mother or father, but by the one who knew me before the womb, creating a passion in my body that was waiting to bloom. The blossom like a beautiful flower waiting to be pollinated, giving birth to the freedom of a buried love once thought dead and eradicated. Yet in the eyes of her beauty, there was my soul, crushed and bruised by other suitors when they were not even my goal. My final destination was her, with a beauty so rare, her. And honey that dripped off the words from her lips was like healing in a jar for my wounded emotions that were doing love flips. Her heart's rhythm was in sync to the melody of my ego that didn't need stroking but more room to grow. Her personification to dedication of just how she wanted me to seduce me into the gratification of her love that will be everlasting. I just remember me never even asking for bail or to be free. Because even though the handcuffs and shackles were unlocked and I was free to be me, I was no longer afraid of a love that eluded my very being. All I was seeing was the bright sunshine of her smile. And after a while, I was enthralled by the very presence of happiness. From her love that was relentless and making sure I was no longer a prisoner in the jail for the wicked of hearts of man sinner. Now, I have become society's element, a living, breathing, walking ink pen for love's experiment. And I like it here. I'm no escapee, but more like a heart-repaired parolee, yearning to be locked up with her. And we do more than kiss life together. We throw away the key forever and make an eternal love with our bodies, me and her.
Let's get comfortable. Plus two, back of the coupe. You know what to do. Keep your hands on me. Pure ecstasy. Dirty Sprite, open door just for you. I know you're like a two, like I do,
just like I do.
This point of view,
point of view.
It's something new. I know you like I do, just like I do. This point of view, it's something new for you. Girl, I don't really wanna think this through. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Out of me.
Good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's romantic, sensual Saturday. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so, or you desire to engage in this romantic, sensual Saturday with some of your sappiest pieces, some romance, some sensuality, go ahead and press 1. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Tonight, y'all, is just poetry and music. The piece that I did is titled Catch and Release. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to express yourself this evening. Now, I'm ready to go ahead and get this show started. We kind of already done started, but I want to go ahead and bring in the first artist, the first caller, the first poet who was ready to be romantic, sensual. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Nigga. Hey, Danya.
Wow. Hey, Poetic. That sounds like what you gave us earlier. First one? Okay.
So welcome.
How you doing?
So good to hear you. I'm doing good.
Good to hear you too.
Romance and sensuality. I'm doing good.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Whew, Lordy.
Goodness. So, are you ready?
I am.
You sure?
Yep.
The listeners want to hear what you got to say.
I got something for them.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Celestial Love Affair. You gave me love as sweet as the cry of a night bird across the field of an entering new spring. And the sun rises for me every time you open your beautiful eyes. When I was ready to abandon my heart, you reminded me of how beautiful it feels when our spirits dance the times our flesh messed. Because you are the only one ever able to swim in and interpret my ocean. And I pray you never go away, because you're my piece of heaven. And I would just miss your beautiful energy close to me. Bits of you will never do. I want to drown in you. If you would just keep reaching for my light of love, you'd feel it seeking to cover and help you remember our touches from lifetimes ago. Because your essence was sewn into the stitches of my heart, and our connection has been foretold between the pages of a book that sits at the edge of the universe. You showed me that every part of me matters, so no matter where I go, my heart will always be drawn to you. Because tasting your ecstasy goes beyond us physically. You've touched my soul and tamed my fire, and your kisses send memories to my skin, keeping me walking in bliss. So keep exposing my heart to the stars in your galaxy, and forever you hold the key, the only key that unlocks the dedicated transparency of my soul. I love you. And I'm inescapably yours in this unbreakable bond of a celestial love affair. And that's that piece.
Yes. And what a piece it is.
Thank you.
I got a song picked out for that. Are you ready to hear the song that has been chosen to complement that piece?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
We've been here so many times before, with the key to unlocking an open door. Don't know what I put up a fight for, when your love is the one I die for. I tried escaping, it just makes me want you more. That's why I don't wanna give this up. Not tonight, tonight. Let's bring it back to love, back to life, life.
Beautiful enough to compliment your piece.
That was ooh, Tal. Yes, it was perfect, actually. Now I gotta get that in my playlist. Ooh,
absolutely, oh. Absolutely. I'll allow it this time. I'll allow it this time. And I understand that you got double duty tonight. Is that right?
I do. I'm gonna, if you don't mind, I'm gonna spit my diva's piece for her.
But by all means, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, diva, I hope I do this justice. I want to be close to you. Closer. Until we are skin to skin, like the morning dew on the blades of grass, when the warmth of the sun hits the earth. Yes, that close. And where this close, I feel we can conquer the world. Spirit helps us handle what we're given. as long as we're altruistic, expecting nothing. Being together is our only motive. When we're this close, words aren't needed. Your eyes speak to me, telling me our love is real, especially when our bodies lie in Congress. My heart soars when we kiss. I keep saying the universe heard me. The stars flew to heaven with my prayers and sent down a blessing. You brought joy in my life. That beauty of that alone made my heart sing. Now we're closer than close. Our hearts intertwined. Deep down, I know we'll make it this time. We make each other happy with the love languages we utilize. And I love being next to you. Like the pages of the book of love we made. Yes, that close. And that's their piece. Diva, that was that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. This is VIP, and I got a song perfectly selected for that.
I've been looking at you all night.
Absolutely okay with it. Mm, mm, mm. Excellent
awesome,
song.
Awesome, awesome. I'm going to send you over to the sensual lounge, but don't get too comfy because you might have to come back and do something just a little bit more sensual.
Okay. I got you.
So stick around and let me get to the next poet who's ready to introduce us to their romantic, sensual Saturday side. So you're going to hang out with us, right?
Absolutely.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Pearl, La Negra. Next up, we have one of my good brothers, Paul Cram, the king, is on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
What's good, brother? I'm feeling that music, man. You got me here rocking.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. That's what we do on Romantic Central Saturday. It's the one show where we just have poetry and music, you know? So my brother, knowing you like I know you always ready. So you ready to bless us with your peace?
I'm most definitely ready.
The mic is yours.
This is called healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can still see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scars that were left by the emotional assailants, which still generates hurt to your heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and a little money to show off, but your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your BS meter. And you immediately dismiss that excuse of a man. So because of your past, you chose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make you pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful smile, but it's accompanied by a look that says, "Please don't approach me, for I am wounded." Then you go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. Infected wounds of your feelings sends an emotional virus to your brain, making you question if you even deserve love and that your relationship failures are all your fault. And what makes things worse is you're constantly hearing negative conversations from friends that are comfortable being side chicks, and for some reason, their advice may seem to be legit because your friends would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. Queen, I need you to understand. You see, there will come a time. There will come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you, it is God sent. This man will be ready to go through the struggles of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love. He would then wrap them in a bandage of security. You see, this man will ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs and irrigation streams of sweet whispers to remove the waxy buildup left behind from comments of your happily infected side chick friends. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice the pains of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug into the mind's memory Rolodex to search for the scar. You have a feeling that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is not really familiar with it. That little feeling that you're feeling is called love and happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, every time I see you smile, the only thing I see behind it is us. and peace.
My brother, that is a beautiful piece, and I got a song that I believe that will complement that piece. So are you ready to hear the song chosen for your piece, my brother?
I appreciate it. I'm so ready for it.
Here we go.
Till death do us part.
right, my brother? I hope that song gives you peace and justice. How you feeling about that?
Man, I'm loving it, man. UNV is a dope group like this left on.
My man, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, there's a remix to this song that I heard for the first time last week, bro. I'm just gonna leave it there. I'm just gonna leave it there. But I'm sorry. Say that again.
Send me the link. I need to hear it.
I got you, bro. I got you. But stick around. I'm gonna send you over to the Central Lounge with Danielle, aka La Perla Negra, because we're gonna come back and do some more sensual stuff. So dig into your archives, pull out that warm piece that it just makes everybody all warm and fuzzy. You know what I'm saying, in a certain area. So stick around, bro.
No doubt, no doubt.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
The felt tip of my pen gently glided over her canvas, while the tree sap dripped onto her petals just as I was thinking of how moisturized her honeysuckle must taste. And as the tree branch remained hard and stiff, there was something drawn below her waist. This picture created spoke more than 1,000 words. And those words uttered an amazing flow of streaming honey. The birds looked at the bees and me while I tried to maintain my composure as I formed syllables with high-pitched octaves for sure, hoping that the color of her passion matched the infusion of my skyline intensity where the tree lines wanted to remain hidden with sensitivity. Hoping that she would cover my writing instrument in her acrylic oil, where her sensual nature would never spoil, but respond with a soothing freshness complete with wetness that would naturally be waiting for inner pulsing. Penetration complete with stick thrusting, wondering exactly where the hummingbirds above and below the turtle doves would remind us of peace and harmony. As we blend bodily fluids, they would sound like a lustful symphony as the rainbow would appear from under her sundress, urging me to get undressed. All I wanted to do was dip my pen in some ink. Now I'm all befuddled and don't know what to think. Just know I wanted to write out her cream all over me. All over me.
Can it bruise everything around me? Free from the pain. Girl, I wanna hear you pray for it. I'ma put my weight on it. Don't make me wait for it. Creep, creep from it, baby. Creep. Can it ruin everything around me?
I'm a hunter, a lion. Don't get too close, I'll bite you. I ain't lying. I'm trying to make a whole tribe.
Yo. You can get it where you want in the evening or morning time. You know I'm a dog, it's my job to chase feline.
Let me become one within your figure. Wanna feel the pressure on my face. Fainting for a place, baby.
Show me your face, I'm tryna take time. You play a game, so I'm tryna eat something.
It rules everything around me. Breathe for me, baby. Girl, I wanna hear you pray for it.
I wanna hear you pray for it.
I'ma put my weight on it. Don't make me wait for it. Creep.
Yeah.
control. I just can't help but remind you, kid. Something delightful, kid. I die for you, kid. Dreaming's always better than choose, kid.
Everything around me, breathe for me, baby. Girl, I wanna be your world, your walls, make you climb the walls. I wanna put my weight on you, don't make me wait for me. Breathe, breathe for me, baby. Breathe.
Don't you dare make me wait on you. You know, I'll go so insane for it. And I wanna eat her for it.
All right. Whew, man, Cream, don't make me beg for it. Let's bring back La Pearl and Nebida and see if she's ready. La Pearl and Nebida.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be sensual? You ready? Or are you going to make me beg for it?
Okay. Please don't talk like that. I don't know if this is sensual, but this is sappy.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Mutual Acceptance. If I let you in and told you how you make me feel, would you join me? Come get tangled in my locks and let me stimulate you, mind, body, and soul. Just take care of you, keeping your mind filled with healthy thoughts, your heart strong with a smile in it for me, and us beautifully covered in my light. You know spirit will be there. Long for you. And I will put aside the things that I behold just to hold you first. I'll make room for you so that you can flourish within my care, and like the roots to a tree, we'll grow and stand strong together. Would you spend your nights with me? Would you share your life with me? Teach me you in the safe space of trust I'll provide, and I will become the music speaking to your soul, your atmospheric release, your poetry. In my lifetime, I've eaten some humble pie, because a lot of my lessons were learned in the hardest way, but here I stand before you on this day to tell you I'm convinced heaven exists and is tangible. Because now there's you. I am both calm and storm. So at times I feel torn, but I do have a happy medium. I'd run enough from the possibility of being hurt again, because I realize that no one could ever hurt me like I can. So I trust you. And my heart will be your ocean of secrets, hidden, safe, and unreachable. I just want to be beside you in nature's silence, watching you count the stars, and just breathe that you'll be mine. Love me in your peace and allow me to share in my happiness with you. And that's that peace.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And do you mind if I play a little something for that piece?
Please do.
All right. I hope you enjoy it. Your song choice.
Oh yeah, that's one of my best. I'm talking about. Yeah, I liked it a lot. Whew.
Good, I'm glad. Now get on back over to the Central Lounge, and we're gonna bring the next poet back in so we can hear what his pen has to say. Would that be okay?
All right. That's just fine with me. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pearl and Negra then came in here, and she just showed sensual, sappy, romantic. Let's bring back my brother, Paul Cram. Paul Cram, you ready to bless the mic again, brother?
Man, the Pearl of Niggas do something to me. Like, I just love her delivery. I love her words. She just, I love her.
I know. Yeah, man. Ooh. She make you want to touch yourself. Since
yeah.
Well, my brother, are you ready to go in?
Yes, I am.
The mic is yours.
Her conversation aroused me. It seemed like every word that fell from her lips tickled the tip of my intellect. An orgasmic vibration of thoughts came strong from my mind and fell deep into her conversation. It was like that every time we exchanged words. Her sexy yet confident tone, accompanied by the passion in her speech, turned me on to the point where my mental infatuation had some physical ramifications with every word that escaped from her thick, succulent lips. Beads of sweat formed on my neck as my temperature increased due to the fact that my mind can't help but wonder if she knows exactly what she is doing to me. And it was at this moment that I decided that I want to make love to her. I want to make love to her in a way that she has never been made love to before. There will be no need to remove any article of clothing because what I am talking about is not physical. You see, I want to verbally penetrate her mind. As she seductively rides my words. In other words, I want us to have a conversation. I want her to slowly caress me with smiles as she tells me about her interests. I want to run my fingers through her mind while pulling softly to passionately kiss her neck with conversations of ambition, which must have sparked her interest because her eyes, they begin to moan. I want to feel her roll her inspiration over me, telling me how she overcame adversity to become the queen that stands before me. I wonder if I make her feel the same way. I wonder if she watches my lips as I engage in conversation and imagine them pressed against hers. I wonder. If she listens to the tone of my voice and imagine me whispering in her ear while slowly lying her down on soft sheets, I wonder if my conversation aroused her as well. To be continued. And peace.
My brother, my brother, my brother. There's a song that I'd love to play for that piece, if that's all right with you.
It's all right with me.
said to us, you just want to have a conversation. My brother, how you feel about that track for your piece?
Man, I love it. I love it. That was perfect. Like, that went perfect.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Man, I'm going to send you on over to the Central Lounge to finish hanging out with Don. You're like, who knows? It sounds like it's the La Pearl, La Negra, and Paul Cram show tonight. And I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. So stick around, y'all. Stick around. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And I am your humble host for the evening, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. So we y'all say we just keep this party moving. We keep the sap and sensuality together. Let's bring in the illustrious CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you For Real, the Poet. Welcome, my brother.
Yeah, baby, baby. What it do?
Baby, baby. What it do? What it do?
What it do?
And I hope you, man, everything is lovely. I hope you are enjoying the poetry, the sappiness, the sensualness, and the tunes. But you hear
yeah,
now, man, it's all about you.
Hey, my brother, the vibe is definitely sappy. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the sappy music. One song I've never heard so sappy in my life. sounds like a boys to men type of song. It was the sappiest song I have ever heard, bro. It was sappy the motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you, it was sappy as shit. Woo! I'm serious. That was all sappiness on the Richter scale. Who was the artist that sang that song, man? You know who I'm talking about. It sounded like Boyz II Men.
That was UNV.
Okay, yeah, that was some sappy shit there, boy. Only you could find that song, I'm telling you. Only you could find that song,
hey,
man.
Brother, what
seriously,
can
I
say?
Hey, man, but it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely,
hey, man, you shocked
man,
the shit
just,
out of me, bro.
I love music.
You playing some music tonight. Marriage has been good to you, bro. Sex probably,
hey,
too.
Yes, it
but
has.
But, you know
you've been finding
some music. Yeah, to lift a car up to find that. You lift a car up to find that song up on the neck. He's strong now. Hey, strong. You strong, brother. Hey, but look, in the name of love, though, man, the vibe has been good, man. Seriously, with La Perla Negra up in here and Paul Cram doing his thing and your sappy music play. And I heard your piece as well, man. It's been a great night, man. I'm just sitting back listening in my retirement state. And I'm just sitting back and enjoying, remembering the good old days of how I used to love poetry.
Yeah, brother. Well, you know, we can't leave you in retirement too long. As a matter of fact, I'm excited to hear what you brought for the evening. So, my brother, you ready to be sensual and sappy?
No, I ain't ready to do that. I ain't ready to do none of that, bro. I let my brother do that for me. You know, Neckbones got a piece he want to do for Miss Pearlie.
Neckbones? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm retired.
Look. You retired person? Okay. Well, let Neckbones go ahead and do his thing, man. You know what? The mic is yours.
Let me. I have one request. Can you bring Miss Pearlie in here so my brother can do his piece to her?
Oh, man. I sure can. Hold on. La Perla Negra, are you here?
I'm here. Hey, for real. Oh, Neckbones.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Shabadoo. Neckbones want to do a piece for you, right? He got a request. Let me ask you this, like, when I say, what's my name, can you say Neckbones and Macaroni?
Neckbones and Macaroni.
Mm-hmm. Let's try one more time. What's my name?
Neckbones and Macaroni.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right, Van, it seems that we are ready. It seems that we are ready, Van. The mic is mine. Thank you. Miss Pearlie, loving you. Loving you. Ooh. Me and you like some exotic gumbo. In a pot we stew. You and I taste your moist and fondue, Miss Pearlie. Your drippings like turkey gravy. I want to sip over you. Sip you from a spoon, all of you. Cover you with hot honey and snack all over you, Miss Pearlie. Popcorn. I want to make you open up like Colonel do. Like a kernel do. When that butter hits that spot, popping you. Ooh, Miss Pearlie. I want you running down the sides of my fingers, dripping that do the way you do. Spread eagle in the kitchen, me and you in every culinary position. Happy birthday to you. Hot sausage, I want to feed you, Miss Pearlie. Long ding dong. And French kissing. Macaroni is what I feed you. Neckbones, greasy like fat back sliding in and out of you. Nationwide is on your side. Ooh. Baste that chicken cock-a-doodle-doo. Your biscuit so soft and moist, so beautiful. I taste one then the other. Tonight we gonna use a lot of butter. Oh, Lord. Popping tongue licks across heart and nips finger paint those things with onion dip. Ooh, Miss Pearlie. Beat me up, Scotty. In a crock pot, I allow you to marinate collard greens, turnips, and chicken wings. I'll fix your platter matter of fact, when you finish with play with you in the batter, ooh, Miss Pearly, what's my name?
Neckbone and Macaroni.
Oh, what's my name?
I said neck bones and macaroni.
I know what you said, but in my bed is you I want to spread, Miss Pearly. And while I'm in it, I want to hear you ask the Lord for forgiveness. And I'm going to be the one repenting, and I'm going to be the one repenting. I want to suck on you, lay lips on you like the meat in a crab shell. Sucking on you all up in the gristle. Ooh, neck bone. Say my name while I'm boning you. Up in the ribs, I'll be ye-boning you. Miss Pearly, say my name.
Neck bone and macaroni.
Ooh. Ooh, and understand that macaroni melts in your mouth and not in your hand. Macaroni, neck bones and macaroni. What's my name?
Neck bones and macaroni.
Ooh, I bring the banana for when my eight and they go eight inside her, putting pop in that thong and waiting for that cornbread to come out the oven. Ooh, what's my name?
Neck bones and macaroni.
Ooh, nationwide is on your side. Cornbread and macaroni for sure. Rice and grits on the side. And Miss Pearly Coochie, I committed suicide. Oh, death by cabbage and smothered pig's feet. I got a love joint. Miss Pearly, don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? Like the veins on a snicker. You and I, candlelight dinner, two drumsticks and a biscuit, and shit smart lick, then on the floor right in my kitchen. Ooh, fingers licking, toes kicking, while I was muscle spasms. Lock up like two magnets, no more rope. Just don't stomp on my pinky toe. Slide across them, yo. Slide nice and slow. I want to spill and get caught up in those cornrows. Let the magic happen. I'm going to make you howl. Ooh, 4 hours from now. Leave you cross-eyed, hog-tied on your back, mesmerized. Till the swelling in your coochie subsides. Oh, run with it when I hit it. Flippin' flopping that shit when I get in it. Make you call 911 like a crime's been done. Run with it. Ha! Nationwide is on your side. Ooh, you gonna love me. Cherish me. You gonna break your damn knees in mid-stride when you think of me. I got biscuits. You got buns. We make music. Rubber tum tum. Mm-hmm. Run with it. What's my name, Miss Pearly?
Neck bones and macaroni.
Ooh, I'm having visions and you all up in them, hot and steaming ramen noodles while you're streaming. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? Ooh, macaroni. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? And don't... Butter, because tonight we going to use a lot of butter. Miss Pearly, then we'll both speak in tongue. Lord, a tartar sauce. Oh, Lord, coleslaw. I sing to you in my favorite Chinese song. Ong kaka kono kakao. Ong kong 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 kakao. Ping ping pong, ping ping pong, nationwide is on your side. trick or treat. Not my feet. Tonight I'm going to give you something good to eat, Miss Pearly, from my kitchen, warm and delectable pie. You and I in my kitchen of love. Ooh, what's my name?
Neck bones and macaroni.
Mm, that's that piece.
All right, somewhere on some level of atmospheric tension, there is some sensual and romantic in this piece. But I did find a song to complement this piece. I just hope you enjoy your song. So are you both ready? Since it was a tag team, are you ready to hear your song?
Past the breaking point, 'cause I can't turn. No friends, no pads, no webs, no girls, no ass, no tits. I never switched on you. You say you're way too good off me, but you're not over us. Lousy to the rubber, girl, I called you love. That dress that you got on it for everyone. Just don't make me come outside. 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 My third eye's been too wide open. Somebody else whenever you with your friends and I know show out the show. I'm just never the nigga to blow off. I'm just never the nigga you say you're way too good off me, but you're not over us. Lousy to the rubber, girl, I called you love. That dress that you got on it for
to slowly trace the contour of your skin lines with my fingertips. While Maxwell plays whenever, wherever, whatever, sung from my lips, just to encourage the satisfaction of your desire for physical touch, creating a level of intimacy that matches our communicated conversation so much. I want to hear you exhale as I locate those places on your body that will make you say, baby, anytime, any place, emphatically. Because like Gadot, I don't care who's around. I just want to hear you make a sound. Because I've grown from boys to men. So I can please you until you say when. I mean until you say, daddy, I want you. Then I get to make all your lovemaking dreams come true. I need you to know that I want body smile. As I crave the intimacy of your vocal octaves while I kiss the back of your neck, caress you from head to toe with no disrespect, I want to hold captive the essence of your thoughts and have you express what you've been feeling so I can feel the depth of your healing, because I see you like Coco Jones sings. And your visual presentation of your satisfaction is so sexy that I want more. I want to feed on the nourishment of your powerful affirmations. Give me rhythmic confirmations that your secret garden belongs to me and only me, while in Q's juke joint I beg for your pardon, only to be locked up in the oasis of your waterfall, where your red light special initiates a call to my TLC primal nature. But you've tamed me, and in this moment I'm a gentle creature. I want to make love to you. Like when our hormones go crazy under a sky that is true blue, while in the rain pours its approval upon us, by your pheromones, it seems like you're ready for us to go half on a baby. Let's make a baby, or at least enjoy the act of our love. Yes, the act.
my body feels better than any man I ever met. Something about the way you just give me. Try not, don't, cause I can't forget.
You've been gone, everything been a mess. You got a hold on this thing in my chest, babe. But I won't settle for anything less. But you know that our chemistry make up the set. So let's make up, put it to bed. In the morning we wake up and do it again. And again, and again. Because
you got a feel in a soul that I need in my life. Yeah, yeah.
For my whole life, do it for you, I'ma make time. I wanna kick it until midnight, just to be with you till the sunrise. I think you're making me crazy, put my heart up on a main line. I got this trust for you, got it cause I know what you like. I
love you,
good and bad, thick and thin, flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this is the kind of letter keeps me up all night. This is what I wanna do for the rest of my life. This is something that can get every bit of my time. This is what they call real love, real love, real love. You saw my halo. So tell me about it, how'd your day go? Kissing on me, missing on me. Every time I see you, got them feelings on me. Kissing on you, loving on me. I won't play with your heart. Sitting back, picking thin flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this is the kind of letter keeps me up.
Let's keep this romance, sensuality on this Saturday going. Next up, one of my favorite freestylers, ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome.
Hey, Dan. I'm well. Happy to be here. Happy Saturday. I'm good. I had a rough weekend, but y'all just made me feel like I needed to be here. Like, I can't just.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm glad to hear. Glad you're here. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do to this mic tonight. So if you're ready, the mic is yours.
Oh, well, I wasn't ready for a macaroni and neck bones because it's been quite some time since I heard from him. So I'm going to just have to dig back in there. Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. It's, like you said, it's been a while, and that was hilarious. I was over here.
Yeah, it was necessary, too.
All right, the mic is yours.
So beautiful. All right, so I'm going to key style a piece that I wrote on September 26, 2016. I titled it Kiss Jar. I like us. See, this isn't anything that I know, and I'll never let you go. You're in trouble and you don't even know. But I've opened up. I had a wall built around my heart. Probably made of glass. Maybe ice. I'm not sure. But I'm still willing to let this grow. We don't argue. We don't fuss. And I said that I was sorry. And your response was, we need a sorry jar. Each one of us put a dollar in. That'll have to be added by the offender. And I said that I would never surrender. But I asked, there ever be a kiss jar? And where is it at? I received one immediately. You had a jar that literally had kisses all over it with the top, and you said, put a kiss in every time to feel like there's something that you'd like to give to me or to say to me that you haven't done previously. You just fit. That's the lid to this jar. When one of us lacks, that's what the other one's got. See, the balance is new to me. Wanting to be evenly yoked, I guess that's just our destiny. I'm excited about the possibility. You intrigue me daily. Taste is essential. This has unlimited potential. So far, today has been perfect. And I have to thank myself and you for making it possible with that kiss jar. In peace.
Yes, Lord. Kiss jar. I love it. Very sensual, very romantic. I got a song.
It's much better than saying sorry. Oh, yeah. I owe you a kiss. It's better than saying I'm sorry.
Yes. And But you're ready.
Nothing
for
wrong
song.
With apology, but I'll take a kiss every time.
Listen, and if it's done the right way, whoo.
That's all you need.
You know what? That's all you need. Yeah. Let me go ahead and play this track for you. Are you ready?
I am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Watching the stars.
Gina Storm, how'd you feel about this song accompanying your piece?
Honestly, I felt like it was perfection. Yeah, I don't even know that song, and I thought it was perfect. I'm like, look at my DJ. He is on it tonight. That's everything that I hope and wish for. Honestly, it's something that I had previously, and I'd like to have it again. Not immediately, but when the time is right. I'm ready.
Definitely. I know that's right. Absolutely. And that song is actually What Love Can Do by Robert Glasper featuring Emily King.
That's beautiful. What love can do. Know what it can do. And I miss it, too. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I'm going to get you over to the Sensual Lounge where LaPearl and Paul Cram and the CEO for real is over there just waiting to hear what the poetry world has left to offer.
Absolutely. Y'all catch me and Just Jay next Saturday night. You're so welcome. I love you all. One love, one mic.
Love you too. One love, one mic. Wow. Whew. Power, power tonight. Next up, we've got my brother, J. Rob, the wise son. Welcome to Romantic Sensual Saturday, my brother. How you feeling?
Today's a good day, bro. How you making out?
I'm making out pretty good, man. It's so good to hear your voice.
Very good to be heard here, man. Very good to be heard. It's been a minute.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I don't wanna hold you too long, but I know, I mean, I read a piece. I don't even know if that's the piece that you're going to do tonight, but it's Romantic Sensual Saturday, and knowing my brother like I know him. Are you ready?
I'm going to try to make it happen, bro. Let's see what works.
All right, bro. The mic is yours.
About when I first met you and really meeting you well. For me, it just happened to be a happy coincidence that turned into happenstance, and while becoming friends with you was a well-thought-out choice, falling in love with you was just something that was way beyond my control and the best blessing that I could ever hope for before prayers ended with amen. And if we could ever switch places, I would give you my eyes and loan you my heart so that you can feel how fast my heart beats when I'm this close to you. And you can see how beautiful you are in my eyes before you return them to me. Just know that even though we're in different places, staring at the same moon and the same stars, just knowing that you see what I see after I saw it makes me feel magically beautiful inside and even more close to you, as if specifically assigned angles held us and stand in place in perfect perpetuity, knowing that you and I are viewing all of this together. And since I'm on the subject of us, I must admit that there are times before I fall asleep that I see movie slides of our escapades. And by the time I close my eyes, there are those snippets of us that sneak out of the corner of my eyes and roll down my cheeks. And they hide inside of my dimples, waiting for me to look at you again and smile. All this continues to happen after I met you, because I find myself doing nothing more than thinking about you. Peace.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I, too, J-Rod, have a song selected for your piece. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Saying something about disasters in the world, and it made
time being your girl. And what you doing, let me know. It'll be alright.
Rob the Wise Son, my good brother, how you feel about that song complimenting your piece, my brother?
Very good. That was all right. Appreciate you, King.
Appreciate you for coming through, stepping out, and doing your thing, man, doing your thing. But I'm going to get you over to the Romantic Sensual Lounge with the crew, La Pearl, La Negra, Paul Cram, For Real, the poet, Gina Storm, they are hanging out over there. So I want you to hang out with us for a little bit longer. Would that be all right, my brother?
All day. We got it.
Appreciate you, man. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my brother. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Jay Rob, the Wise Son. Man, putting it down. Let's bring in the last poet of the evening to grace the Romantic Sensual Saturday mic tonight. I give you Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Mojave is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening?
What's good?
What's happening? Going good, brother. Good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm chilling. Late, a little late to the party, but I came. No more drinks. Let me stop. I came in. I just heard my cousin getting in his bag, doing what he does. Sounded all nifty.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Yeah, man.
My God.
The question is, I'm a poet, y'all. Don't come for me. Are you ready?
Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I suppose I can pull around with it super quickly.
Hey, man, I can't wait to hear what you got, bro, because it's Romantic Central Saturday. You know, the world and the audience loves Mojave Romantic Central. So, my brother, the mic is yours.
Okay.
All right, let's try this out. Okay, hold on. You make me remember the essence of your kiss and how it travels the plane of my senses. And in any sense, it's how you paint emotions, graffiti on the walls of my mind, neon like orange sun rays, while John Coltrane plays Love Supreme. Sweet like orange cream sickles, the cool kissing tongue tastes like first love. And if your door is open, I will come lay with you, give you comfort in the form of embrace. Here, all you need is our togetherness, sharing our bodies, staying, the safety of my touch, the warmth of my affection. Please let me let you be enveloped. It's this excitement and anticipation while missing you. Look at the pictures and videos, hoping that time slows the next time I am with you. And in that time and place, I will give you your many smiles as it can endure. Pure joy and desire for passion to match the fire inside of me. I just need your effort, leaning close enough so that my eyes can drink you deep. All your kisses I keep is tribute for you. It's a soul diary arranged like marriage that we join joint magic and not let it sever. Your hold is a promise to me to touch me wholly while letting your ecstasy free. With fervent fervor, zest, and zeal, your consent will seal the deal, granting love with all appeal. And I will enjoy your warmth, to feel the skin fresh with anticipation that pales with no competition with how my seat, my soul seat next to yours complete. Hearts in the way that you move inside delighted me. Find your space and cuddles comfortably. You pay mortgage inside my head, fixed annuity, the loving gorgeous with no end in sight to see. Let your rhythm take over me. Let your rhythm take over me. I will not cop, please. The quicker the better. You can proceed with haste and speed because you are my need. You are my need. And if you ask me what your kiss means, it means you are asking me what it feels like to breathe, how careful your lips load into mine with hesitation while holding back your passion, worried about overflow and promise and dial, and who would you be, your character versus your desire. And it's enough to make your imagination perspire until you feel the wet gather in the space between your thighs. You have to feel what my arms feel like around your waist, how you fit my fingertips, editing your sensual energy, cascading the impulses of your warmth, almost overriding your needs. Tender, this kiss is unsteady like a baby's first steps. You want to know what it is to run, feel this heat within your lungs as I reflect off the pool that is your eyes, your nervous exhale, touching you in the middle of your back instantly reflects your arousal, and you'll ask yourself, how does he know me? How does he cherish my body as if he's familiar? And I want your moan to become my totem. I spirit to bless and protect this feeling, this touch, until you ask me again. Until you ask me again. What does my kiss mean? And that's the piece.
My brother, my brother, my brother, what a dope piece it is. Fire. I got a song perfectly queued up for that. So I hope you don't mind me adding this track to what is already a phenomenal piece of ink.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
About that track accompanying your piece, Bill?
Well, I think that was really, really dope. I don't know who that was, you know. I like that mid-range, almost lo-fi neo-soul. It works out. I think it collects a little something, you know. But, you know, we always get some fun. I'm just saying, you know, because you in here DJing, doing your thing. This is your third love, you know, because your first love is Carrie. No, your first love is your children. Second love is Carrie. Then, you know, this music thing, you know.
Right,
I think you've
right,
been putting poetry
right.
on the end of it, bro, you know. But music is your thing, I understand. So I understand you just came through with some new tracks and you've been rocking it and everybody's been talking about it. So I'm going to need to remind you to stay out my playlist. More importantly,
but I got my own playlist. I got my own playlist. I don't need yours.
Listen. I might have to steal that loud song. But I got some.
Listen.
You know.
listen, that's Emotional Oranges and Ayana, and the title of the song is Olympics.
Okay. I got you, you know, because I don't know, you know what it is. You know, and I'm sitting in front of my, you know, I'm sitting in front of my joint too. So, you know, it's not like I can't throw some hot music. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Appreciate you.
You know.
But I got to move you along to the Romantic Sensual Lounge because it's a party over
okay,
there.
Cool.
I mean, this is the show and the after party. And oh, sorry. I was about to flip.
I'm just over there because I just want to see the Huckabuck. That's all I want to see. I want to see Huckabuck. And I also want to do my shameless promo, you know, because this Tuesday is Fly Speak, and we're featuring a couple of people. We got Jared, who's Just Jay, who's doing a special curated set, and I also have Uncultured Asian coming through. Real crazy. Baltimore in the house. B-more in the building. Wait till you hear her talk. Well, you're gonna be like she's real Baltimore. I'm like, she's real Baltimore. Well, you know, Baltimore, as y'all say, Baltimore. How y'all say it?
You're not gonna get me there.
I'm just saying, but it's okay. I'm about to.
No, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
My pro fight told me that they have step assessing B-more, and he told me to pull up, so I'm going to have to go to B-more this month to pull up on the step assessment real quick. So I'm gonna go eat some crab, do some stepping, you know, see what happens.
Sounds good. Get you over to this lounge, stick around, and finish enjoying the remainder of the show. It's only a little bit left, but I appreciate you, bro.
All right, Pimpin. I appreciate you, too. I don't appreciate your 49ers, though. Anyway.
We'll talk about that at a later time.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the lounge, the one and only Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, Wahabi. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the Epiphany lineup for next week. If you don't know, Epiphany is the hottest poetry network on the air. Anyway, that's right, I said it. Sunday night, tune in for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday night, y'all, you got King and Queen Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen La Perla La Negra. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave doing this self-promo. We got Fly Speak. Wednesday night is Divas Talk with La Perla La Negra and a panel of divas. Thursday night, to get down with J. Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be the Juke Joint with Mahogany Soul. And then Saturday night will be Just Jay and Gina rocking out. So, thank y'all for listening and tuning in and sharing your romantic, sensual Saturday with us. Tune in, like I said, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And remember, please keep being romantic and sensual. Don't lock that side of you away. You just never know when you might have to pull it out. So tune in tomorrow night. One love, one mic. And remember, always take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.